and seen a penny every year as
of color. Let us begin, which is the theme of what I want to speak about a little bit today, is the power of renewal, the power on a Wednesday, as we're already in motion of our year, Baruch Hashem. We're at the end of Cheshvan, Mar Cheshvan, getting ready for Kislev. The winter is creeping up slowly, the winter, and the way life for each and every one of us works, that the power of renewal, the power for a person to learn how to renew himself, and for a person to start fresh, very appropriate from the first pasuk that I'm sure you all remember, as Rashi says, Me'ya Shana, Esrim Shana, Sheva Shanim. It says many times the life of Sarah, that it says that Sarah was a certain age, and it says she was 100, like she was 20. She was 20, like she was 7, which age basically is a perspective. You could be 15 years old and 17 years old and 25 years old and 70 years old and 80 years old, and the 80-year-old is younger and more fresh and more excited and more focused and more young than somebody who's a teenager, someone who's in his prime. Because it's not how old you are, it's really how you look at yourself, it's how you look at the world. The world that we connect to is the world of the moon. The Goyim look at the world of the sun. Paro is tichpada avoda. The biggest yetzahara that can hit somebody, the biggest yetzahara, and this is not my own shot, this is from the tzaddikim that they say, is the fact that I'm busy, the fact that I'm connected to my past, the fact that I can't renew myself. They say Paro is gematria 355. Paro was, right, we all know Paro is, you know, work, 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 every day and every night. I don't know if they still taught you and sang that song. Just work and work and work and work and work is Shana. Shana means also to just go over and over and over and over and over. As one of my favorite lines is, the wheel is spinning, but the hamster is dead. What does that mean? It's a cute line. The wheel is spinning. My life is just going and going and going, but the person who's in life, he's not really alive. He's not really alive. What does it mean to be alive? What it means to be alive is, Mode ani lefanecha melachai v'kayam, shechzarta bi nishmasi bechemla rabba emunasecha, is to have the power to renew myself. Renewal doesn't just come in the beginning of the year when a person naturally is with the flow of the beginning of the year, the beginning of the day, the morning. It's that a person is able to stop. As we said yesterday, one of the things, Amir Tisham will talk more next week, Be'ez Hashem, about changing. A lot of people have trouble changing, and they're stuck. They feel stuck. They feel that I'm limited. They feel that I am under a spell. I am under a certain life that is predetermined for me to be, and that I'm not able to break out. And that breakout is not a breakout that happens once a year. That breakout is not a breakout that you wait once a month. Obviously, okay, better once a year, better once a month, better whenever it's going to be. But when a person learns to feel young, you know, if you think about a little kid, you think about a little kid who's 5 years old, who's 4 years old, who's 7 years old, who's jumping around and jumping around, he's full of life. And then what happens suddenly to a person when he becomes a teenager? When things start happening to him, he starts feeling like life is sort of hit me and I can't deal with it. I can't handle it. It's sort of overtook me. And a lot of times what a person needs to learn to do and try to do, as the tzaddikim say, and I quote, "Im ein lo ki ein lo la adam bo lama la osa ayom va osa hasha shaomed bo," which means the tzaddikim tell us that the only moment that a person really has that he can strengthen himself and renew himself and think about how can I make myself whatever I want to become. It's one of the lines that was Baruch Hashem that we I don't remember how many years ago, you know, to have a good day or to create a good day. How much power does a person have? How much power does a person say that I want to renew myself? I want to change myself. I'm not talking about that you have to change who you are, but you could change the way you look at yourself. A person can change the way he views himself. A person can change and say, I want to live that life that I want to live. And the only thing, and this is big, the only thing holding a person back, I'll say that with a little bit of a more sensitivity, one of the major things that holds a person back from creating the life that he wants to live is his past. The Maharal says that Avera is Meloshen Avar, which means that when I'm stuck in my past, when I'm not able to look at the moon, as the moon is always the moon is always moving, the moon is never consistent, because the life, a person's life, the morning, the afternoon, the evening, the beginning of a week, the end of a week, the beginning of a day, the end of a day, for a person to take his life into his hands and to say that I want to live this life. This is the life that I choose. Ubacharta b'chayim. Who else is controlling your destiny? You are the captain of your ship. You are a person, if you decide that you want to learn to be more happy, if you want to decide to learn, it doesn't mean you're going to instantly be happy, but it means I have the ability, I have the power to live the life Hashem gave. They say the greatest thing that Hashem gave to a person is the power to choose. I'm able to choose the life that I want to live. I'm able to look at my Emir Tashem. We'll talk about Shabbos, as I talk many times about the power of Shabbos, to say I want to have a wonderful marriage. When a person starts dreaming and says that I want to live a certain life. Now what happens? Many times a person says, but I won't be able to do it. I have too many things in front of me that are going to stop me. Where does that come from? That comes from your past. That comes from when a person has difficulty renewing himself and saying, you know what? How do I dress? How do I act? How do I walk on the first day of school, on the first day at work, in the beginning of a new year? How does a person, when he gets a new car, when he gets a new suit, when you feel a certain way, that's called hischatshus. It's called chadash. It's the opposite of paro. Paro wants you to be in a wheel that's spinning and the hamster is just bouncing around and just following the lost crowd. Chiddush, chadash, renewal is I want to look at myself differently. I want to renew myself. I want to say whether I'm 20 years old, whether I'm 19 years old, whether I'm 25 years old, whether I'm 50 years old. You know why? Do you know why? Because when you learn, when a person learns to renew himself, he learns to renew himself in his relationships with his spouse, with his children, with Hashem, with his job, with everything he does, to be able to wake up in the morning. I want to say this is very, very encouraging and very challenging at the same time. To think, to wake up in the morning, to be excited for your day is not a luxury in my life. In my life, and what I would want to share with everybody here, to have a great marriage is not a luxury. To be connected to Hashem is not a luxury. To be connected to people, to see the good in people, to work on not speaking Lashon Hara, to work on being able, like we spoke yesterday about being present, to learn not to be running to my phone, to be able to say no to my things that I want to say no to. You know what that takes? It takes the power of renewal. It takes the power to say, today is going to be different. Hayom, today I'm going to live today. You want to look at your life when somebody says, oh, my life is terrible. My life is this, my life, oh, my life. You know what that means? That means my thinking and the way I'm living presently. If you want to look at who you are, if you want to look at how your life is, look at your days. Look at the days. A person isn't, it's called arichas yamim. Of course, we also want arichas shanim. A person wants to live many years, but it's really about what is my day? How can I get excited about my day? And one of the principles and one of the ways to get excited about your day is to renew yourself. Because otherwise, what is it? It's Groundhog Day. Same day, same stuff, same everything. As we said, if you want to keep on getting what you're getting, keep on doing what you're doing. Patterns. People are usually consistent. So if I'm not happy, I have to look at my day and say, well, what is my day? Is there something in my day that I could change? Is there something in my relationships that I can change? Because when you begin to say, maybe I got to change this up. Maybe I got to learn to do this. I want to, an inspiring person who's here is Yosef Rosenberg, Jorah. I'll tell you why you're inspiring. I'll tell you. Forget about what we all know of the godless. I learned a new godless, a new greatness of Yosef, Ben Rachel. You know my new godless that I saw? And Shlomo could probably stand by my side and say the same thing, is that I didn't know that Yosef was coming. He just came. He showed up and says, I'm going to make a change, and I'm just getting on a plane, and I'm coming over here, coming to the West Bank, coming to Moshav Matisyo from Brooklyn. Well, it could be because, you know, because of the last elections over here, and that's, that makes sense a little bit. But that is greatness. Why is that greatness? Because Joe Rowe is not 18 years old. He's not 15 years old. He's not 8 years old to say, oh, I have a new life. I didn't even live my life. He's a little bit older. He has much more to say, oh, what I did, what I've done, what I should have done, what I could have done, if only, I wish my life would have been this way. It's almost like we sign away our lives before we even begin them. It's like we've like given up, and this is not in a negative way. It's like we've given up on our dreams before we even started. And you know where that's from? It's from the Yetzirah. The Yetzirah, Yish. It's from the Yetzirah. Because what the Yetzirah wants from somebody, one of the biggest things that the Yetzirah, if there's one thing you learn, one of the greatest things that the Yetzirah wants you to do is not necessarily fall into your desires. It's not necessarily to give in to your lazinesses and your the stuff that you think the Yetzirah has gotten you. The Yetzirah doesn't want you to feel good and excited and to feel alive. Yetzirah doesn't want you to feel that, wait, all I have in my life ultimately is today. It's not about a week from now. It's not as complicated as I think it might be. Maybe it's about having a great today, creating a great evening, creating a great rest of my day, learning to renew myself. As one of my favorite quotes is that motivation doesn't last, neither does bathing. That's why we recommend it daily. Renewal doesn't last. Feeling good about yourself doesn't last. It doesn't last that you're going to go ahead and say, okay, it's Wednesday and I'm supposed to feel all energized. I got to learn ways. We all need to learn ways how to feel when I'm 21, that I feel like I'm 15. When I'm 35, I want to feel like I'm 18. I could talk about myself for 1 second. It could be it's because I hang around fresh, exciting chevra, like everybody here. I'm not even joking when I say this. I'm trying to think if someone asked me, really, how old do I feel that I am? I literally feel like I'm 27 years old. Like I'm 32 years old. 20, I know that's a 5-year difference. But I feel, and the reason I'm saying that is because it doesn't really matter how old you are. It matters how you feel about yourself inside. Now, someone's going to say, okay, then how do I change that feeling? How do I begin to feel that excitement about life? How do I begin to feel excited about life? How do I go and be, how am I like Sarah Imenu? How am I like Avram Avinu? That Avram Avinu keeps on building and building and building and building until his last breath. Who doesn't want to be someone who lives a life that he could say that my life began when I was 18 years old, 19 years old, whatever happened before then, so great. Whatever relationship problem I have, whatever difficulty I had, whatever I went through, I want to renew myself. To learn to renew yourself. To learn to renew yourself. I'm not saying, okay, everybody, let's renew ourselves. What do I do? Good question. To learn to reinvent yourself. There's a great book called Reinventing Yourself. To reinvent yourself. To say, how can I get excited about something? How can I look at Judaism fresh? How can I look at Shabbos fresh? How can I look at my relationships fresh? Now, that doesn't mean I have to be everything that I think I have to be. But to renew oneself and to roll up your sleeves, to go ahead and say that I want to be someone, I want to read to you from one of the tzaddikim. He says like this. He says, "The Yesod Gadol in Leket Amarim by Rabbi Yaakov Meir Shechter, page Chavav," he says like this. "Yesod Gadol, for a person to become closer to Hashem and to become closer to feel motivated, is Sheha'avar Ayin, that I don't have a past. I don't have a past. Who would I be if I didn't have a past that I had today and only today? How would I live my day today if I only had today? How would I create my day today if I only had today, if I only had tomorrow? How would I live that day?" And he says, "Ein bekocho lebalbel esa'asid klal v'klal b'shum panim v'oifin." It's one of the lines that I got, and it's like this. 5 minutes ago, I haven't said this in a long time. Very good, Aviel remembers. You want to say it? Five minutes ago is further away from everybody here than a million years from now. Think about that. 5 minutes ago, forget about 5 minutes ago, 5 seconds ago is further from you than a thousand years from now. Why? Yeah, Avram Aaron, yeah. Think of it, Yichab. What's pshat? Why? Because you'll never, ever, ever get 5 minutes ago. It's over. It's done. It's done. 2 minutes ago is done. Let alone when you were 7 years old. It's done. It's done. Last year, it's done. Yesterday is done forever. Well, 1,000 years from now, I could create 1,000 years from now. I could create tomorrow. I could create myself. I could create myself. If a minute ago is further than a million years from now, So what am I hanging on to? Who is that person who I'm hanging on to? Who is that story? What is that story of that person? Am I the that person who is labeled? Many of us were labeled as a kid. You're labeled as dyslexic. You're labeled with a learning disability. You're labeled as wild. You're labeled as whatever you were labeled. This is who you are. When a person takes his life in his hands and he says, I am able to renew myself. I am able to be whoever it is that I want to be, that I can be. And there's nothing stopping me. There's nothing stopping me. There's nothing stopping me. You want to go to medical school? Now, I'm not saying there aren't fears. You want to become a tzaddik? I'm not saying there aren't fears. I'm not saying there aren't things that are difficult. But I think one of the biggest difficulties, Valdik, Simcha Rabbah. Oh, that's good. Simcha Rabbah. One of the greatest difficulties, Simcha Rabbah, would love to hear some comments. I'd love to hear comments from everybody here. One of the greatest things that a person can do for himself, one of the greatest things that you can do for yourself, one of the greatest things you could do for yourself is recognize that 5 minutes ago, yesterday, is done, is finished. It doesn't exist. And if I could live my life, if I could live my life starting now on a different note, if I could start my life, if I could dream the dreams that I want to dream, that I want to live, how would I live today? How would I live tomorrow? How would I dress? How would I feel? Now again, I'm not talking about practical ways to get there. I think the first step is for a person to say, Ha'evar ayin. The past is the past. And it was whatever it was, and it's over. It's over. There's nothing I can do about my past. The greatest thing you could do for your past. And then I'm going to say a story that I would love to hear from Reb Simcha Rabbah. Yehuda has something to say. Listen to the story. I want to share. It's one of my favorite stories. They say the Vilna Gaon, everyone's heard of the Gra, he once bumped into, I've said this story before, he bumped into somebody who is known to be a wicked person in the city, who desecrated anything holy, was totally disconnected from Judaism, from Yiddishkeit, from anything. He was a very negative person for Judaism, for anything holy, anything. And the Vilna Gaon saw him once in the market. And that person went ahead and was ready to take a bite out of an apple. And the Vilna Gaon said to him, did you make a bracha? Did you make a bracha? And the person, the mummer, that's what he was called, the mummer, somebody who was totally denied God, denied Yiddishkeit, denied everything. And he laughed at the Gra. He says, you're telling me I didn't make a bracha on the apple? I don't believe in God. I don't believe in Shabbos. I don't believe in anything. You're telling me to make a bracha on an apple? So the Vilna Gaon said, listen to this. He said, your now is the same as my now. Just because you did whatever you did the last 50 years, the last 60 years, just because you did what you did the last 20 years does not mean that your life now has to be any different than my life now. A lot of times we look, what ended up happening? This person ended up happening. What happened is he ended up coming closer to Hashem, becoming someone who said, whoa, maybe my whole thing, as we said, the Yetzirah just wants me to look at my past. Aveira, what you've done, you're dirty already. You're disconnected already. You already ruined it. You're already labeled. You failed. The tzaddikim teach us. that what life, one of the greatest motivators of life, is that I can change now. I can change myself. I have that ability to change. I have within me that ability to let go of my past and to say I don't want to live the way I lived till yesterday, till 2 days ago, last year, 2 years ago. I want to create myself whatever future I want to create for myself, no matter what I've been through. Reb Simcha Rabbah, you want to comment? I think we're more afraid of our success sometimes. I think we're more afraid of what we can become sometimes more than our failures. I think some, why? Because if I, meaning why would I be afraid? More of my failures, because I'll give two of many reasons. One reason is it's uncharted territory. It's the unknown. It's unknown. So anything unknown is a little bit scary. I don't know what that looks like. I don't know what that feels like. You know, they say, it's funny. So I'll tell you in a second. They say, it's actually from Tony Robbins, Sakuraba. They say that a person, listen, it's a great study. A person who, think in your mind, a person who thinks, I am worthy of being someone who's worth, in 10 years from now, $5 million, $50 million, to become a billionaire. Let's talk money. People can relate to that. What are your expectations that is normal and regular for you, just bear with me, to become? Am I going to be worth $10 million? Think in your own mind. Are you going to be worth, I don't know if somebody wants to call it out.
I don't even think I could be 10. What? I don't even think I could be 10.
Okay, great. So does someone here think that it's pashut that they're going to be worth $5 million? Let's start with that. $10 million. Do I see 20? Okay, so now, wait, ready for this. Does anyone here think that they will be homeless and have no money and make only $10,000, $20,000 a year? Okay? Everybody here would, I assume, I don't know what's considered a normal living nowadays, but let's say $200,000, $300,000. If somebody says there is no option for me to make less than $250,000, no option. I, for sure, when I get older, I'm going to make $250,000. Then you have the guy who says, I'm for sure going to make $5 million. You ready for this? The guy will sabotage himself. The guy who thinks I'm only worth $250,000. There's no way I'm going to be a millionaire. There's no way I'm going to be worth $5 million. He will sabotage himself subconsciously not to make that money. Because in his mind, that's who he is. If you spoke to somebody who grew up a certain way, and he says there is no, meaning why $250,000? Why don't you say I might be homeless and I might make no money? No, that's not an option. What about making $10 million? Is that a necessity or is that a luxury? So what people do is they will sabotage themselves, ready for this, even for success. Because we are all like a thermometer, which means we want to be a certain degrees. Right, it goes like this. Will definitely get everybody thinking a little bit. We've spoken about someone who's out of your league in a relationship. You like a girl, you like someone, There's no way. There's no way that I'm able to date a certain girl. There's no way. Why? Because I don't deserve that. While another person does deserve that. What's the difference between the two? Zero. The difference between the two is your attitude. The difference between the two is how you look at yourself. The guy who says, no matter what, who would you want to become friends with and invest in business with over here? The guy who says, I'm pretty positive that I'm going to make $10 million. A guy like that, I would assume, is going to be closer to make $10 million than the guy who says, eh, the most I'm going to make is $300,000. Realistic is, sorry, Aviel, realistic is very, very subjective. Yeah, a guy's going to say, I'm going to be like Elon Musk, a quadrillionaire. Nobody's, that's not. But a guy goes ahead and says, I want to make sure, oh, Shuey.
Oh.
So everybody according, meaning become, let's say Ruven Yona will say, there is no way that I'm not finishing Shas. I guarantee you that's not an option that's passed, that he's not going. Now, how much is he going to know Shas? Now, not everybody will have that same thing. So a person will say, that's in Ruchnius. In Gashmius, same exact thing. If a person says, I have, meaning let's say like this, if Shui, if someone offered you a business and said, I'll pay you $100,000 for a business, that you're gonna have to work extra, extra hard. Okay, would you take it?
Yeah.
Okay. Let's say a person offered you $50,000 to do a business. Would you take it?
Probably not.
Probably not. Right? Probably not. So you have a value where you are within yourself, how you look at yourself. Somebody else, if I offered my son, on my little 14-year-old kid, I say, I'll give you $50,000 to say, for sure, great. Because his brain and his hasagas, now you might say for $100,000, if I went over to, I don't want to mention anyone's name, if I went over to somebody who let's say was making millions and millions of dollars, I said, would you take a business for $100,000? He'd say, no, I'm not going to take it. I'm not going to do it. I'm not going to do it. So what's the difference? The difference is how I look at myself. When I look at myself, that my value is X, then I will make sure that everyone around, if anyone's ever done affirmations, it's not the time to talk about it, Mirza Shem, we'll talk about it another year. You do affirmations. I haven't spoken about it in a long time. When a person learns to do affirmations and to see his value, how could it be that someone abuses you and you let someone abuse you? Because to you, it's an option for someone to abuse you. It's an option to be in an abusive relationship. I've seen many, many times when it comes to shidduchim, many, many times, people are willing to sell themselves short for one reason, because their value of how they look at themselves, it has nothing to do with the truth. That's what you're saying. Whether it's realistic or it's not realistic, it has nothing to do with that. It has to do with how I value myself. Do I give myself enough chashivas? Do I look at myself that I'm somebody who can live a successful life? Do I deserve to have a great marriage? Do I deserve? What do I deserve? And that's a very key question. I'll end off with this. When a person is stuck in his past, a person is stuck in a certain mental capacity to say, I am, what you do is you limit yourself. You limit yourself. You limit your capabilities. And you say, now again, I'm not worried about Shui. I don't think any of us here are worried about Shui. Because I think that Shui is someone who's a person who will be successful in all of his areas of life because he is a successful person. And when I say successful, I do not mean money. I mean, as a husband, as a father, as a person, as a Jew, for Klal Yisrael. And you know why? Because we get what we give off of what we get. You get what you, how you, with boundaries, it's the same way. People treat you the way you tell them how to treat you. You don't have to tell them with your mouth. People treat you the way you let them treat you. Nobody treats you any differently than the boundaries and the value that we put within on ourselves. And that, to me, is the first step. The first step is I want to, meaning, imagine if you were able to look at yourself and say, now again, you don't have to go to a trillionaire. You say, okay, I have the value that I want to own a house one day. I want to have a beautiful wife on the inside and the outside and a beautiful family. And I want to live a certain way. I want to be connected to Hashem. I want to be connected to the Torah. I want to be connected to my community. And you start dreaming that dream. The only thing that's stopping you, or one of the major things that's stopping you, is maybe your past. Maybe your past. Maybe your past.
It's really hard to see to find the balance, because the guy who thinks that he's worth $10 million, now will offer him a summer job for $10,000, and he'll be like, no, I'm not doing that. I'm worth $10 million, and
mm-hmm.
he's up doing nothing. And the guy in Shidduchim that thinks that no one's good enough for him because he thinks that he's got $1 million. And he's also going to end up staying single, and he's going to bend over and...
Right, so that's... So you just... Right. So that's not balance. That's fear, and that he doesn't really believe it. It's not for now. We could talk about it afterwards. That he doesn't really believe it. When you believe it, you attract it. It's the law of attraction. You attract what you believe. You attract. That's what emuna is. Emuna is you create. You create that connection. You create. It's scary how much power we have to create who we want to. We'll do a Hilchos Lashon Hara. If we knew the power that we had to create the life that we want to live, if we knew how much power we have, how much power each and every one of us, I don't know if that's the right word, the ability, the captain, if we realize how much I am the captain of my ship and how much it does make a difference, how I view myself, how I view my past, how I view my future. Am I worth it? Am I worth it? Does Hashem value me? Do people value me? Let's do a Hilchos Lashon Hara.
It is forbidden to talk negatively about a non-religious Jew, although at times it is permissible to talk negatively about a Russia. We have to be aware of a very important point. Most people who do not keep the Torah and Mitzvot do not fall under the category of Russia. Rather, they are considered Tinok Shenishba. Thus, they are deserving of our love and concern, and we may not speak Lashon Hara against them.
Light up tomorrow with today. Have a wonderful first day.